Unit 4. Explorers. Page 97.
From the logbook of Christopher Columbus. August the 3rd, 1492. The King and Queen of Spain have finally agreed to give me the money and equipment for this voyage. Today, we set sail from Spain on our way to the Indies. I know I can find a new route. Instead of going east to get to the Indies by land, I can sail west and reach the Indies by sea. We'll be able to search for spices and gold for the King and Queen. I am captain of 3 ships, the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria. The conditions on the ships are not bad. A few of the officers even have beds. October the 10th, 1492. The men are getting nervous. They are afraid to be far from land for such a long time. One of them was complaining, "We keep sailing west, and every day Spain is farther away. We should make Columbus turn back or throw him in the ocean." I went to speak to the men. They demanded, "We must go back to Spain. We shouldn't stay here any more, or we'll die on the open seas." I told them that we mustn't give up now, when we are so close. I begged them to continue sailing for only 3 more days. If we don't reach land by then, we'll have to turn back and return to Spain. They finally agreed. October the 12th, 1492. Early this morning, we saw land. I felt so happy. I am sure that this is one of the islands near India. I put on my best clothes and went ashore to explore the area. I named this island San Salvador. People with brown skins came to meet me. I called them Indians. They were very friendly, and they offered us everything they had. I couldn't believe my eyes this morning. The Indians are able to make smoke come out of a stick in their mouths.